Local law enforcement in Massachusetts has launched a multi-agency effort to crack down on human trafficking in Springfield, with the emphasis on reducing demand for sexual exploitation. Hamden District Attorney Anthony Galluni said the new initiative entails strict enforcement of the law, coupled with education by way of a so-called John School, a court-ordered class for men who've been arrested for purchasing sex.
And prostitution and human trafficking is a significant issue, and this multifaceted approach we're very proud to announce today.
Law enforcement increasingly is focused on treating prostitutes as victims, with an emphasis on providing substance abuse and mental health treatment, while pursuing more aggressively people who profit from prostitution and those who choose to solicit.
We're taking a very strong stance on this. So you're likely to get caught, you're likely to get outed publicly through the media. And, you know, the punishment is going to involve, you know, a big commitment. So stay away. Don't do it. Think twice.
Galluni said the effort will focus initially in Springfield's South End neighborhood, where residents and business owners, through a community policing program, identified prostitution as a persistent problem.
This is an effort to help the women who are at issue here, but also to make sure that the South End and surrounding neighborhoods in Springfield and beyond are rid of human trafficking and prostitution and John's looking for sex.
Men arrested for soliciting sex in Springfield could end up in the CARD, or Community Approach to Reduce Demand program, operated by Spectrum Health Systems. Since it was introduced by the Worcester Police Department in 2015, 115 men have completed the class and none have been arrested again for soliciting sex, according to Program Director Maureen Casey.
I think it's very remarkable. So obviously everybody that's involved in the program is doing their job and doing it well.
Classes include presentations about sexually transmitted diseases, the impact prostitution has on neighborhoods, and stories from survivors of sexual exploitation. Hamden County Sheriff Nick Cochi said the classes will be held at the jail in Ludlow.
So if they want to continue to engage in this type of behavior, they will have a firsthand experience of where they will be residing if they do it again. So I think it's important that the program has that bite to it as well.
As another part of the initiative to deter people from soliciting to purchase sex, Mayor Dominic Sarno said the city will publicize arrests on social media and in the local newspaper.
When you're caught as a John, you're going to be publicized. That means your name and your photo. We're giving you one warning.
Springfield police say they've stepped up enforcement already against people soliciting for sex. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.